to another story now about methamphetamine, which is making a comeback. Addiction to the potent drug first became a crisis in many small towns in the early 1990s. Meth use was later eclipsed by opioid addiction. As Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports, meth addiction is not only a problem in rural America, it's spreading across the nation.
It's a sunny fall Saturday, and a special one for tiny Kulin in the southeastern corner of Missouri. Laura Breckenridge, Wyatt Gutierrez, and Megan Young stroll in the shade, enjoying the town's mild-mannered annual civic carnival.
Just the Kulin homecoming, everybody gets together.
The whole town of Kulin just kind of meets together and has good food, and it is a nice little town.
It is. It's just a lot of drugs.
Locally produced methamphetamine took hold here in the late 80s, snaring generations of residents like Dustin Siebert.
Started using methamphetamine at 18, 19 years old, and I'd say within 4 or 5 months, I was helping other people manufacture it. It completely took over my life like it does just about everybody else in this area.
Siebert, who says he's been off meth 4 years, maintains that many here aren't. And Amber Windhorst, the school social worker in Kulin, backs him up.
A high number of our kids are affected by drug use in the home, or mom and dad have left because they're out using.
Windhorst says grandparents are raising many of those kids, but in some families, meth now spans 3 generations.
A lot of times we are teaching our children how to survive because you have everything that goes with the drugs, lack of food, lack of safety, shelter.
Not to mention theft, prostitution, and currently an outbreak of hepatitis A here. It's a familiar story in southeast Missouri and other parts of rural America. Meth use dipped early this decade when lawmakers cut access to key ingredients. But Dustin Siebert says it was about that same time that opioids took root here.
Now that they're hammering down on the opiates, guess what's happening? Now the meth is coming back in.
In fact, meth is surging across the country.
Usage of methamphetamine nationally is at an all-time high.
Eric Smith is assistant special agent in charge of the Drug Enforcement Administration's Kansas City office.
It is back with a vengeance, and the reasons for that are twofold. Number one, the product is now produced cheaper, and number two, it's produced at a much higher potency level.
That's because most meth no longer comes from small home labs. Danny Whiteley, police chief in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, says cheap, high-quality imports have flooded the market.
99% of the methamphetamine that's coming in now is coming in as crystal meth or ice that's being made by the super labs in Mexico. They make the stuff in 50-gallon drums.
Missouri Highway Patrol Sergeant Mark McClendon says Mexican drug cartels are getting that meth to places and people it didn't reach before.
I would say that the meth problem has basically exploded across every race and social economic class that you can imagine.
But drug policy isn't keeping pace, and you can see that at one of the busiest storefronts in downtown Poplar Bluff. Southeast Missouri Behavioral Health, where uninsured meth users take a backseat to people using opioids.
Yeah, it's absolutely harder to get treatment.
Mark Wardlow runs this clinic, and he says public funding here prioritizes treating opioid addiction.
Meth is doing a lot of damage, and individuals are turning to use meth instead of other substances, whereas they might have chose opioids in the past. But people are dying from opioids, not meth.
Fatal meth overdoses are actually on the rise, but the drug isn't killing people in the numbers opioids are. And unlike opioids, there's no substitute medication that clinicians can use to wean people off meth. Dustin Siebert says that's beside the point.
The problem is the addiction, and it doesn't matter until they figure out why people want to get high and use drugs. It's always going to be something else.
In southeast Missouri, hard drug addiction started with meth. And many here say the rolling catastrophe it's caused should serve as a warning to places where meth is spreading now. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.